It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Pain at the pump in Iraq.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you think gas prices in this country climbed fast recently, wait till you hear what's happening in Iraq. In the last 2 weeks, the government has jacked the cost of fuel fivefold. It's getting rid of some subsidies as part of a debt forgiveness deal with the IMF. Over the summer, gas cost 5 cents a gallon in Iraq. Soon, it'll be a dollar. Now, keep in mind, a quarter of Iraqis live on less than a dollar a day. There is some good news for Iraqis. The country's economy grew 3 to 4% this year. It might expand 10% next year. As Ben Gilbert reports, the business community wants its share.
In the tattered offices of the Iraqi Businessmen Association, Raghib Ridha points to a wall adorned with the pictures of three men.
Sarab Aziz Shahab, Mazin Muhammad Hussein Sarraf.
They were all members of the Businessmen's Association, killed or kidnapped while working on projects since 2003. At least a quarter of the 4,000 members have left the country due to the threat of kidnapping. But Ridha is unfazed. He's the kind of guy who doesn't blink when a gunshot goes off outside his Baghdad office. Needless to say, Ridha says security is the number one priority for bringing business back into Iraq. He also says more contracts from huge American reconstruction projects need to trickle down to medium and smaller sized businesses. In Baghdad, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
Okay, the timeshare thing, not a huge fan of the pushy sales tactics, but even those who can handle it don't want to share their personal information with identity thieves. Marriott Vacation Club says someone may have stolen computer disks with the records of 200,000 customers. The files have everything from social security numbers to credit card info. Casinos in the South are a catch-22. Lots of tax revenue, but sinful to some folks, including lawmakers. But Mississippi can't really afford to be as pious anymore, not after the hurricanes. That's why the state is allowing casinos to move from Gulf barges to dry land. The first one opened this week, and as Dan Gretsch reports from WLRN in Miami, it won't be the last.
Thank you for calling the Isle of Capri Casino, a place where worries take a long vacation.
After a four-month vacation, the Isle of Capri Casino is back. It has 950 slot machines, 27 table games, and 550 hotel rooms. And most importantly, it's on solid ground. Mississippi casinos once pumped out $500,000 a day in taxes. The state needs that money for a building, and that's trumped moral concern over onshore casinos, says Alan Woynski of the Gaming Industry Weekly Report.
The choice was either keeping these casinos and allowing them to move onshore or not having them at all.
Biloxi's mayor predicts the town could host as many as 20 new casinos over the next 5 years. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Ouch. Take 1% out of the market. The Dow closed down 105 points to 10,777. The S&P 500 index dropped 12 points to 1256. And the NASDAQ lost 22 to 2226. This is Marketplace. With home sales dropping, it looks like the housing market could be the big economic story of 2006. And what that means depends on which part of the country you live in. Alex Cohen explains.
Sales of new homes plunged by 11.3% in November. That's the largest drop in nearly 12 years. With mortgage rates rising, many analysts are looking for overall home sales to fall by about 6% in 2006. Ron Peltier of Home Services of America says some markets, such as L.A. and Miami, are overheated, but he says Atlanta, Cincinnati, and Minneapolis may see home sales on the rise.
All of those markets have tremendous go-forward appeal, not only sustained employment, but places where corporations are looking to grow and expand.
The median new home price is expected to reach approximately $250,000 next year. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Network Solutions, helping individuals and businesses of all sizes grow on the web with hosting, design, domains, and online marketing solutions. NetworkSolutions.com. By Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by The Economist, the weekly publication of international news with commentary and analysis on world politics, business and finance, technology and the arts, on newsstands and at economist.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. There are a lot of successful people from India in this country. After all, in India, per capita income is $550 a year. For Indians living in the U.S., it's $64,000. Last year, they sent $20 billion home to the folks in India, the most of any expatriate workers. Miranda Kennedy tells us where some of that money is going.
Pradeep Kashyap is the picture of the successful Indian immigrant. When he moved to New York 25 years ago, he was already an asset, a highly educated Citibank executive. He went on to become a managing director and U.S. citizen and buy a $2 million home in upstate New York. But then Kashyap had a change of heart.
I was at a point in my life where I'd already spent about 30 years at Citibank and was looking for something completely different.
That's when the American India Foundation grabbed him. AIF is a nonprofit on the lookout for guys like him who feel they should give something back to India. The foundation attracts corporate stars like Kashyap with its board of directors that's like a who's who of big business. Among them is former Citibank CEO Victor Menezes, who aims to corporatize charitable giving.
It's like venture philanthropy. You know, we're not interested in just writing a check. We want to make a serious investment, help with ideas, help with manpower, and make a success.
AIF chooses its projects strategically and is obsessively transparent about finances. Since it was first conceived by Bill Clinton back when he was president, the foundation has raised more than $26 million from Indians in the U.S. And corporate America supports them, too. It's keen to get a foothold in the major emerging market that is India. So companies are positioning themselves among wealthy Indian immigrants. Until recently, that community didn't donate their newfound cash to social groups in India, partly because institutions there are notoriously corrupt.
I don't think that it's like, oh, I have to give to India because I have that money.
Sheila Srinivas is a 24-year-old American of Indian origin. She just won an AIF fellowship, which sent her to work with a nonprofit in New Delhi. She says her parents don't give to charity in India, and neither does anyone else she knows.
The common doctor, the common engineer. I don't think that they're giving, if anything, they're giving to their families in India, but it's not in the sense of I'm trying to build up my country now that I have the ability to do so.
But AIF's brand of venture philanthropy is changing that, and India is becoming more receptive when guys like Kashyap show up with American notions about how to improve things. Instead of being resentful, Indian officials are willing to listen, especially when guys like him can promise lots of American-earned cash. In New York, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
When most people go grocery shopping, they take...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.